Books on Tape presents All the Money in the World, How the Forbes 400 Make and Spend Their Fortunes. Edited by Peter W. Burstein and Annalyn Swan. Read by Mark Cashman. Introduction. The Forbes 400 is the dominant symbol of wealth in America. It recalls the earlier 400 list of Mrs. Astor, but differs from hers in one telling respect. Whereas the original 400 referred to the collection of socially prominent New York families who filled the ballroom of Mrs. Astor in the late 19th century, the Forbes Index spotlights individual wealth. It measures the size of this or that personal fortune. It asks not where you came from or who you work for, but who's richer. It's the Big Banana Index. Simple, primal, direct, and for those reasons, irresistible. Malcolm Forbes, a passionate believer in fortune-making, established the list in 1982. There was nothing elitist in his ebullient approach to wealth. Forbes was unashamed by his fortune. He relished the idiosyncratic, and he knew the value of publicity in promoting his brand. His favorite form of transportation was neither the everyman Chevy nor the aristocrat's polo pony, but a motorcycle and a hot air balloon, both of which kept him and his eponymous magazine, Forbes, in the news. Several years before the creation of the 400 list, Forbes developed a cost of living extremely well index, CLUI, a cheeky riff on a traditional cost of living index, which measures the price of staples. The CLUI charted the changing...